I ain't been to the lab in a minute, Yande. Woo. I want to talk to the y'all Yandes. Woo. Have fun with it.
Has,
let's go.
So listen closely, because your attention's undivided. Many in the past have tried to do what I did. That podcast I did, platinum records I did. Got us out the hood, it's good, you know what I did. $2 million condo, made back for Hardo. Did it myself, but had assists like Rondo. New Yorkers, British Knights and British Walkers. Hugging the block like it's a bunch of stalkers. I used to cook up the work, fuck it up and blame it on the plug. He was Dominican, he thought I was, he showed me love. Huh, but niggas choke under pressure, God. Invited choke and he folded under pressure, God. If you the homie, you could rely on me. I won't let a human being come and lie on me. So never tell me what I did and we didn't do. Drink champ the streets and niggas, we ain't political. I'm still happy to be here, still relevant, it's evident. Some niggas clowns, it's like the president. So I'ma stay around positivity. All I got time for in my vicinity. Holy Trinity, Kennedy, Yosemite, Tiffany had epiphany, flew black to Tivoli. Woo! Dramatically, mathematically, automatically, casually, battery, salary, lost calorie. Woo! I remember I bought bullets from jungle. Same night I got banned from the tunnel. Woo! But I don't like to talk about my past life, cause my new life, new ice is too nice. Nas interview, millions in a week. Since it dropped, me and Fox ain't speak. I say that with love like a sister. I say that with love because I miss her. And me and Bone still talk about the war we fought. And still getting money just off the war report. Nicki went to Joe, we laugh and respected that. But Queens get the money, that's first, never neglected that. Fat Joe squashed it with Jay, see I connected that. Both sides have respect for the God and I accepted that. These bars gonna hit him like a Mickey. Let's freestyle to rethink your top 50. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. We on that energy, God, we need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. We on that energy, God, we need that energy.
Chess motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise.
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Sangria, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players,
you know what I mean,
in the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Chess motherfucking podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it good be, hopefully it's with a Sibby. This is your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this is Drake Chaps Yappy Yama. Make some noise! And right now we have a repeat offender of Drink Champs. The brother came here, he gave us his all the first time he came here. So he's back. And it's a bittersweet thing because every time I Google his name, the thing is saying that this is his last album. Bowing out. He's saying that this is my last one. It's one of my best ones, but it's my last one. He's a hustler. He's an ambitionariest. I don't even know if that's a word. We make it an ambitionariest.
Yes, sir.
He gives you ambition. He makes hustlers happy. He makes street niggas happy. When street niggas see him win, they feel like they winning. Mm. I feel like I'm winning. This man has stood here through the test of times. And he's saying he's going to bow out. In case you didn't know who I'm talking about, we're talking about the incredible, the hustler, Young Motherfucking Jeezy! Now, Jeezy, I got to go straight to it. When I'm Googling it, I'm like, because I feel like I retired too, right?
Yeah.
Now, but hear me out. I feel like I retired from the bullshit. Like, meaning, like, I hate in-stores. in-stores.
I mean, I don't think they even exist anymore.
Yeah, it does, man. That shit is horrible. That's just horrible, man. In-stores. Yeah. Like, I hate in-stores. So that's what I kind of retired from, like, doing in-stores. I don't really drop albums no more. So when you say, so like, I wanna wrap my head around it completely. So when you say retired, that's it?
Musically, you're talking about.
Yeah, man, for me, you know, we're gonna just do this with Nori, and then we're gonna have a whole nother conversation about that.
right,
you know what I'm saying? Seriously, though. But I will say this, you know, I just recently required, you know, got all my masters back. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So wow, that was my pick. Yeah,
you know, wow, I'll make some noise for that.
That was first and foremost before I go another further.
Right.
We had to get the business right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because when I jumped on the porch, I was, you know, bossing. I ain't never worked for nobody.
Right.
You know, I did real shit, like cut grass in the neighborhood.
Right.
Throw
right.
watermelons and shit like that. You know, help my uncle put cement in the fucking wheelbarrow.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? When I got into the game, that shit was different because it was like, I really took a deal because I didn't want to go to the penitentiary at the time. You know what I'm saying? Right. I needed a way out.
That was me too. You know, I took a deal because I was on parole. I was on parole, so I signed a contract. You know, my father at the time kept looking at me like, "Yeah, you're a rapper." Like my father, didn't believe me. But yeah, I'm sorry. So you took a deal because you're trying to avoid jail guy.
Nah, that was for me though, my nigga. Like for me, it was like it was now or never. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to get my mom a crib. You know, the heat was on. Niggas was getting indicted, and it was surreal. And it was like, shit, I had this chance to be on, so I had a lot of responsibility, so you know my business was good, but it could have been great because I ain't just think my momentum was up. Just imagine if I would have been like, nah, I ain't taking no deal, still put out a record. My first album was recorded before I even signed the papers. You know what I'm saying? I had Thug Motivation in the can, it was done. The only thing I didn't have on there was Hov. So going to Def Jam, that's how me and Hov linked up.
Was it different once L.A. Reid left? Because the game period. Because I know from the beginning, like of you landing and L.A. Reid, you know, you picking up L.A. Reid in a Lambo and him telling you to do whatever you doing to stop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And like it hit all of us. Like you know, like for me when I was at Def Jam, Lior who signed me, and then Lior left.
Yo, it's crazy because Lior was trying to sign me to.
Was it 300?
Nah, he was at Atlantic?
No, he was at Def Jam first. Def Jam, he went to Atlantic.
He was somewhere else because he tried to sign me.
At Atlantic, then he went to Atlantic. Yeah.
Right.
So that's how, I sat down with Lior, like.
Wow.
Yo, so I'm sitting with Lior, so Atlantic, Def Jam, it was like four labels on the table.
Right.
And I sit down with Lior, and I'm just sitting down, I'm just looking at him, like, I'm not signing these papers.
I
ain't working for nobody. And this motherfucker look at me and say, yo, Jeezy. Fucking sign with me.
Right.
If anybody come at you, we'll smack him like a fucking sledgehammer, like a
now, who's
fucking
saying this? We all LA. Okay.
I'm like, oh, this nigga gangsta.
Right. He definitely is.
Right. So, but it was like with LA, it was genuine because I just feel like he came out, he started the face. He understood. And a lot of that shit was Shakir, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shakir Stewart. A lot of that shit.
Rest in peace. Make some noise with Shakir Stewart. And then let's have a moment of silence, please. Everybody be quiet. Rest in peace, Shakir Stewart, man. Definitely.
But a lot of that was Shakir because he was seeing what I was doing in the club. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm going to be out and shit. All these Lambos and Ferraris and shit. And, you know, just kicking it. And that was my thing. You know, I just I had these big ass chains with Jeezy on it. You know what I'm saying? They used to roll me out, baby. I was one big diamond. You feel me? Because I was just spending all my money on chains and cars, but I was trying to get on. And I used to go to the strip club, and that's how I used to get my buzz on. It's crazy because I just ran into Magic early on the beach. You know, and kicked it with him. We was just chopping it up for like an hour talking about old days. Magic used to own Magic City. And that's how I really got on. It was like Shakir them used to come to Magic. And I was going to Magic when I was younger, so I understood how it worked. So when I started to work the music angle, it was just like, you go in there, you take care of the girls, you know what I'm saying? You make sure the DJ's straight, and you wear every chain you got in your jewelry box.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you go and you fuck up $100,000 every night until they know your name. Right. And that was my
thing. That's just not normal shit, though, Jesus. Yeah, the way he just said that, we just go spend $100,000. Like, normal niggas don't do that, my nigga. I just said.
When you're trying to get out of that situation.
Okay.
Out of that life. When you think about music, especially back then, like, especially when y'all was doing y'all shit, like, you just thought millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you didn't even understand the work, and it looked like niggas just showed up, and the money was there.
Right.
So that's all we was working towards. And me,
going legal, basically.
Yeah, and it was like, with me, it was like, I'm not going to jail.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing no 20 years. I'm, you know, that shit ain't me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't even be effective, you know, sitting behind bars. That ain't how my mind think. So I was like, what up? Oh, player sounds.
You know what I'm saying?
Like that.
Notice the difference in the pop? Sir. You notice the difference in the pop? This one was friendly. This one was friendly. Your shit was aggressive, nigga. You was over there popping some aggressive champagne, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Let me pour some Ace for you, Jeezy. You know what I mean? Because let me just tell you something. Something that Nas said.
Recently.
And shout he was out like, to the God Nas.
Yeah, shout out to God Nas. He was like, you know, some brothers, like, you know, gotta know when to stop. I don't feel like it's time for you to stop. But
As far as music,
no. I don't feel like it's
For me though, like, I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like, I just really wanted to get my I'm about my business. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna be working for nobody. Mm. So to me, requiring getting my masters back and getting my shit set up the way I wanted it first because I wasn't under pressure was first and foremost. Mm. You know, we could talk if it's life changing, but if not.
Mm. God damn it. Make some noise. So sometimes Two Chainz said this one time. 2 Chainz said, man, when he was coming out, he was like, man, I wanted Busta Rhymes to get out the way.
Damn.
And he literally said that. He said, I wanted Busta Rhymes to get out the way because he was a tall, skinny member. He was tall and skinny and with dreads, and he was tall and skinny with dreads. So I remember him saying that, and obviously that was the wrong thing to say, but what I'm saying is sometimes when you make it everywhere, like, Do you continue to keep going, or do you go to other ventures? Like, you know what I'm saying? Eventually the fans will get
right.
They'll get so used to you that they don't appreciate you as much. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
this album that you're dropping right now could be better than the first one.
Yeah, right.
But the fact is that they're gonna be like, oh, that's Jeezy. He's supposed to make a good album. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
like you make so much good music that when you make good music, niggas is like,
right.
Like, you ever been through that? That's crazy.
You know, it's crazy. The nigga Cube told me a long time ago. He's like, man,
Ice Cube, right? I like the way he just flossed on us. Ice Cube,
I was doing a record with him, and we was in the studio. He's like, yo, you gotta understand, like, this game is different. Mm-hmm. You're gonna lose fans. Right. You know, you might gain them over again, but you're gonna lose fans. But he was telling me never lose yourself. Uh-huh. And to me, it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't know that, you know, music is my talent because I understand it. Like, I understand how to connect with people. Right. I've always been that dude. Like, even when I was growing up, all the older cats would tell me they business. Like, I'm finna murk this nigga. Like, no, you can't. We're gonna do it like this. You know what I mean? Well, I'm gonna do this because that's how my mind works.
Right.
So I always process shit. And that was my one up. Because a lot of people don't think. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a thinker.
Right.
So for me, it's just like, I knew that I had to do music to do business. You feel what I'm saying? Because music is my talent, but business is my passion. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm a hustler. I understand it. Like, I ran trap houses, and I did all this shit. I didn't get caught. Like when I say you ever seen a narco in the booth, I mean that shit. all the mother, you know, fucking Pablo Escobar.
You
know
what I'm saying? Way to get your connects.
They got caught. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here. You know what I'm saying? So for me, there's no different. If you start off doing something this illegal, whatever it is, and you make it through the ranks, that means, you know, you thought your way through it. So for me, I was just thinking my way through to be able to do business. So it was just like, when he told me that, I was already in the mind frame of, no, I get it. It's no problem because I'm going to do other shit too. Like, I'm not going to let nobody box me in and tell me, like, I can only just be a great artist. My daughter would never wake up and just tell you that's all her father was. Like, I might as well stop just being a great brother. You know what I'm saying? A great son. You know what I'm saying? Right. A great cousin. That was it.
Right.
It's like, no, I can do anything. This is my life. So when I even got into music, I was already thinking the things that I want to do. When I sat down with Hov, I went to the Magic Show with Hov 1 year.
What, like Magic 08? City?
No, Magic Show.
Okay. The clothing.
My bad. I'm like, you had Hov in Magic City, nigga. You was a real nigga.
But I went with him, and I was just like, yo, this shit is crazy. And
the clothing show, Magic
Show. Yeah, the clothing show.
And when they had Rockaware and shit?
Yeah, okay. So we went to this Rockaware booth. This shit was crazy. And it was crazy because when me and him, he's like, yo, let's take a walk. And we was walking through the Magic Show, and everybody was like, yo, Jeezy. And they were champion. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, yo, we love you, man. I was just like, okay. He's like, no, we want to, you know, it's me and Hov walking. Right. He's like, we want to tell you, you know, thank you for, you know, putting money in everybody's pockets and looking out for everybody. And I'm like, How the fuck I do that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But what I didn't understand was they were selling the snowman shirts.
Oh.
So they, you go in these people's booths and they stack to the moon and they buying them in bulk.
Right. And you didn't trademark records. Right?
Yeah, those shirts, you feel what I'm saying?
Did you trademark it at the time or no?
Nah.
Oh, wow.
Greg Street told me to, but I was like, yo, man, I'm trying to sell records. I'm going to sell, you know, it's like somebody trying to tell you, you know, sell green and you sell something else. Like, nigga, I don't know about this shit. So for me, you know what I'm saying? That was my first indication. But when I went back to Hove, I was like, yo, I think I want to do this. And so he put me with the Russians that was running, that was doing Rockaway at the time.
Right.
And I came up with USDA, which was my line at the time. So that was my first, like, real business venture. And I remember the Russian called me. He was like, yo, you know, it's just crazy. The government shut us down, and we're not going to be able to, you know, do your brand. And at that time, I had already had product pressed up and everything. And I was like, what's the problem? And he said, the government put a cease and desist on USDA. So I'm sitting in Miami. I'm like, at the crib. I'm like, shit. So he's like, what are we going to do? So I said, give me 20 minutes. I'll call you back. I called him back. I said, yo, this is what we're going to do. We're going to change it to 8732. He was like, okay, but what does that mean? I said, well, back in the day, if you didn't want nobody to know what you was doing, if you paid somebody, you would use the...
The
numbers and the letters, and you swap them out.
Right.
So that's how I did that, and that was like my first like successful business venture. And I saw I was making money when I was sleeping. I was like, yo, I like this. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people didn't know that I was, you know, making moves because it just looked smooth. You feel what I'm saying? But that was really like, that was like my first indication. Like, hold up, I can really do business outside of, you just know, music. This. Right. But it went back to what Cube was saying. It was just like, I'm not going to let just one thing I did great define me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm put in this position so I can do anything. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just like, whether it's records, you know, clothing, whatever it is, if I'm happy about it and I'm passionate about it, I'm winning.
And you in Jinky Promoters too, right?
Huh?
You was in Jinky Promoters too, right?
Yeah. And that was another thing. You know, I just really, I wanted to rock with Cube because I wanted to understand, you know, what it was he was doing. Because if you really look at the group, you know, only two successful people was him and Dre.
Well, Eazy-E, but he passed away.
Yeah, Eazy-E, but he died, of course. But if you look at Dre, you know, Dre hit a lick in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect. He hit a lick.
Super lick.
I respect Cube, because Cube got out here and grinded, and Cube's still a man of the people. You know what I'm saying? You see this big three shit.
Yeah.
You know, that shit can be big as the NBA.
Cube Vision.
You know what I'm saying? Cube Vision, everything he was doing, but I was picking up game for him, so I really wanted. He called me. He was like, yo, I had somebody who's going to do the movie. They backed out. Can you do it? I ain't never acted in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, word?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's one of my favorite movies, though.
Yeah, he's like, yo, come read the script. I'm like, reading this shit. I'm just like, yo, all right, cool. This is my first time ever seeing a script in my life. Right. You know what I'm saying? And it was on site. I was in L.A. He said, can you pull up to the set? I pulled up, and I was shooting a movie in an hour.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
That's all.
But I wanted the game, though. You see what I'm saying? Like, I just wanted to understand how he worked. Right. So I just kind of, you know, stuck around him and start seeing, but it also taught me a lot of shit too, because it's like Cube lives a real life, you know what I'm saying? But he's still productive. And that's my thing. It's just like, I don't care if you're selling records, t-shirts, socks, whatever. If you're being productive,
right?
You're productive, bro.
Like, you know,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, the crazy shit. Thing is, I realized, like, even drug dealers, like, you know.
Oh, shit, no. It's, just take that. We good.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's an adrenaline. Like once you make a... Like, me, I used to come outside and try to make enough money for the day. And then most of the time, I would go inside after I made enough money for the day. But a lot of times, I would make enough money for the day and act like I did.
Right.
And I would just stay outside because I was addicted to the adrenaline. Hip-hop is the closest thing to being like that, with adrenaline. Like, when you drop an album, it's a certain thing that an artist feels. Like, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you, cause, like, sometimes I want to think, am I addicted more to the money, or am I addicted to being busy?
No, it's like Mitch, baby. You love the game.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But, but you know, a couple casts, some shoulders, like, it's so many ways to diversify that shit. Mm. Like, even yourself, I was talking to somebody about you today. I was talking to Dave East. I was just like, yo, I'm really happy for Nori.
Right.
Because he flipped it.
Right. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You flipped it. You still in the culture. You still sipping champagne and doing your shit.
Yeah.
And you still got your hands on it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas gotta come through and see you, but you understand it.
That's right. That's it, G. Go ahead. Damn, I'm blocking the shit. My bad. Okay. Continue.
But that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you was on the block and one product slowed up, you gotta find something else to sell. You might not even know nothing about it.
Exactly.
But you gotta do the research. And when you get in, you get in the groove, shit, you back.
I think the takeaway from Cube and even Ice-T is that you get to a place where you're an artist, you love to make music, but you don't rely on the music. You do right. it when you want to, how you want to do it.
But see, that's the thing, bro. Like, I told him I was corporate thugging out the gate. I ain't never said shit about being a rapper.
Right.
Never heard me one time say I was a great rapper.
Right.
Said I was great as
trap. You said you was corporate thugging.
Yeah,
right.
I'm corporate thugging. Yeah. And I told him I was thug motivating. Mm-hmm. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
I would do that shit from a pulpit, bro.
Right.
I'd do that shit in the church of the hood all day. Without getting a dollar, because that's who I am. Like, if you ever know anybody that know me, I don't give a fuck what they doing. I'm going to sit there and be like, man, you could do that better.
Right.
Matter of fact, let me tell you anything. I don't give a fuck if it's a book.
That's real.
If it's a quote, if it's some knowledge, I'm going to give it to you because I want to see you win. That's how I get my fulfillment. Like, it's not about the money. I can get money when I can't get nothing else. I get money when I can't get no pussy, my nigga. Like, I'm just kidding. You know what I'm saying? I can do that.
Secondhand.
You know what I'm saying? Make some noise. Do that. Make some noise. Do that.
That's who I am. I'm a hustler, but giving game or letting people understand what I learned to me is the fulfillment, because money come and go is paper.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you ever been in a situation where you stack up $500,000 and hide it somewhere and then the rain fuck it up and you go get it and the shit sludge, like it's fucked up. You got to get back on your feet. You can't let that determine, you know, where you are at that moment can't determine the rest of your life, because people have that shit and go crazy. So even with fame, or having, you know, momentum as being an artist, it's like, if it ain't the same no more, like, that don't mean you're not as great as you are.
But don't lie, you care about the artistry because you got lyrics.
But see, that's the thing, bro. Like, I ain't never... If you pay attention to my rhythm, I talk when I got something to say.
Right.
Mm. I ain't chasing it like that. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I got to keep it like, I ain't going in the booth like I'm about to kill
you. You don't
got to
chase it, but if it's inherent.
Nah, but listen to anything I ever say. I never went in the booth and be like, yo, this is the hardest shit ever. Right. Or I'm about to kill this nigga on this verse. Like, I don't care, bro. I'm just say what I feel, because that's what I feel at the moment. Mm-hmm. And that's it. If people like it, they like it. But it's like, I'm not chasing it in the sense. Now, do I want my shit to be... I want my execution to be great, because I know I'm good at that. So if I put something together and my marketing plan is me, I want to see it.
You care
all
about
the
product
through.
At the end.
Yeah, but, I mean, by the way, if I'm a hustler and I'm on the block, if I'm in the stove, I'm going to whip that shit right. What the fuck? I don't take nobody no bullshit work and be like, yo, this is me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure the work is good, but if somebody down the block got it for a cheaper price, you know, it's whoever they want to shot with, but I'm still working.
Right. You know why I could tell, like, you was just, like, raised right, like, raised street, like, the way you show love to Master P, the way you show love to Ice Cube, the way you show love to Puff Daddy, is, like, when that was one of the things that stood out when I saw the trailer, like, I actually heard Puff talking.
Yeah.
And it's like so many people don't look up to people who did it before them. Like, how did you develop that type of attitude?
I mean, well, for one, I grew up, like, listening to P. You know what I'm saying? And watching what they was doing. Like, I was going to the tape store every Tuesday, because that nigga was, like, dropping 2-3 joints.
You know what I'm saying? When you said P, I thought you were talking about Puff. My bad.
No,
you talking about Master P. Okay,
yeah,
all right,
so
cool.
Master P, he was dropping,
there's two
like,
P's out here. You got to be specific with your P's.
he was dropping the thing. But what I liked about Master P the most is I saw Top, he was a hustler.
Yeah.
You know
super
what I'm saying?
Hustler.
He knew how to, you know, he knew how to package it and make superstars, but that was his niche. Then you had somebody like, you know, Puff that did the same thing, and that's another thing to me, because I feel like, you know, Puff had his run in music, but if you look at his run now, you can see that's really who he was. That was just a you know, a stepping stone.
Like a segue.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you understand it.
Right.
But and you see these cats and they do it, but you gotta know they went through a lot of shit too. Like, P went through a lot of shit.
Right.
He went through some times where, you know, shit wasn't all good. He had to figure it out. Same as Puff.
Right.
And for me, I respect that. I respect the longevity. You know what I'm saying? I don't respect, you know, it ain't who the strongest, who stay in this shit the longest. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, you got cats that's been in the streets, but they come and they go. And it's like that in the rap game too.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They come and they go. But it's just like, at the end of the day, you know, you could be hot, but, you know, I'm more about legacy.
Me too. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I see a motherfucker coming to get me cocky as hell.
Right.
And got 2 years, bro.
And it's over.
Yeah, word, bro.
But it's like the streets, though. You can be in the street and see somebody come up and
that's
kill it.
I never actually looked at
the whole
like
town
that.
Up.
Right.
And as soon as things get snatched up, there's a whole another nigga come up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you watch the cycle. And by the way, it's crazy because we're talking about Magic City. I swear, I've seen for a decade, at least 2 decades, of watching different cats run that whole thing. Like, coming there, all the ice, all the cars, all the girls, all the money, he gone. Somebody else step up. You know what I'm saying? It's like a revolver. Right. Like, he gone. Right. He gone for years and years. So I respect the cats that have longevity. You know what I'm saying? They come in and they stick in. And one thing about I really rock with Puff, he knows how to get the culture together to make moves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. any person.
It's a good motivation.
Yeah, it's a different motivation. And it's crazy. I was in my crib, and that message that's on the trailer.
Yeah.
Was a message. Like, he called me one morning. It was like fucking 8 o'clock. I'm like, yo, the fuck Puff on at 8 o'clock in the morning? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, he's
and
like
I ain't pick right. He like that. And I ain't pick up. And he left me that message.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so wow. He old school. He still leave messages. Right. Oh, okay. That was a real message? Yeah, oh, wow.
You know, the boys know. I'm looking at this shit and I'm looking out the window and I'm listening to the message. I'm like, yo, this nigga on some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even say
that. That was a fly message, but I'm not gonna lie. I be mad as hell when people leave me a message. Right. I'm like, nigga, it's 2019, right, nigga. Right. Text this me, nigga. What the fuck is you doing?
This nigga like, yo, I just left.
That was a fly message, though. That was a fly.
I got a tan. Right. I'm
gonna be racking Dubai, I'm Maldives.
I'm listening to this shit. Yeah. Like, yeah, nigga, you know what I mean? But this is me again, want to share shit with the world. You know what I'm saying? This is what my partner just left me. You know what I'm saying? On my voicemail. I want y'all to hear this shit. Now, I had this shit for a minute, and I was just like, yo, what I'm gonna do with it? And I heard the joint I put it on. I was like, yo, this just made me feel away. So then I was sitting there, I was listening to it, and I was like, I'm a fan of the narco shit. And I was just like, yo, I want
that's
that
the narco's music.
Nah, this is some whole other shit. We couldn't even find the languages in it.
Okay,
so crazy.
Right, cool, yeah, you know
what I'm saying? One of my homegirls was playing it one day, and I was like, yo, what the fuck is that? And I ended up just listening to the shit and kept it. And I put this shit together, and I was out in L.A., and I was talking to one of the guys that worked with me, and I was like, yo, who did the Narcos trailer? And he told me, I was like, go find him. I want to do my shit.
Wow.
And they went and done my shit. But think about that. Young nigga from the hood, you know what I'm saying? They really went through the ranks. And then you get in a position where you can make that shit happen. They talking about, this is the shit that's about Pablo Escobar's life, you know, Felix Guerrero's life, all these real, and then you get to be with the people that actually put their shit together and make it real. That's what it's about to me. Like, the money's gonna come, bro. Like, it's like let's fuck with the culture.
No, that's what goes back to what EFN saying. Whether you say you have bars or not, you care about the art. That's the point he's trying to say.
Yeah, no, I care about the packaging, the work and the effort that's put into it. I wouldn't even call it art. It's just like...
No, it's art. That's art. That's all. I'm a street nigga, too. So I had to come with that same realization. That's weird. Where motherfuckers...
You care about the aesthetic.
It's art. I
tell people I look at it as art, but to me, it's just like the effort that's put into it, because it's almost like I'm not going in to say... I got one record. This shit jamming. I'm going to put some 10 songs around and put an album out. Like, every song I'm actually going in.
Gotta be.
You know why? Let me just tell you, Jesus. I'm sorry to cut you off. Is the reason why is you are now the OG.
Right.
Like,
but I'm gonna tell you some real shit.
Okay, go ahead.
Ain't nothing original about gangsters.
No. That's what I'm trying to say. Right. What I mean by that, you know what I mean, by status wise. Yeah, like in
the
hip-hop,
new OG. The new
in hip hop now, you like, you the. So I see these young dudes saying they're the new Young Jeezy. Right. Like, did you see that?
Yeah. All the time. But I respect it for two reasons. I respect it for because they made their own way. A lot of these cats going independent, which is smart. Something I wish I could have did in the beginning. But then
I feel like that's what you was doing.
But then it's the way they came in the game too. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, even for me when I came in the game, I left the door unlocked. Like, I gave niggas my formula.
And
like,
you ain't have SoundCloud, nigga?
Yeah, but I gave niggas my formula. Box, like, I gave niggas my formula. Like, this is what you gonna do. As far as, like, you know, putting the mixtapes out. You know what I'm saying? Being consistent with certain producers. And that was the formula. So, if you in the streets, and the streets changed, and it's not the same, like, the integrity is not the same, so you got to find something else to do. Quite naturally, people are going to go where the money's at.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Yep. And the money's in music. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they creating this this shit, but it's just like it ain't really the art. It's a hustle now. So if you get a record and you can go around, you know what I'm saying, you know, half the year and pick up whatever you... That's better than standing on the block. Risking your life and your freedom.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's more of a hustle. So that's the part I respect, because it's like, if you take something and you make it your hustle that was, you know, somebody else's you know, art, if you will, because when we was trying to get in the game, you know, New York didn't even play our music. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they wasn't, like, they wasn't fucking with us like that.
The South at all.
Yeah, right? You know what I'm saying? So it was just like...
Nah, you was... I gotta say...
I got in.
Don't. I gotta say, you was one of them dudes.
No, no, you're talking about later down the line. He's at that point where it was started.
You're saying, oh, it started off.
I'm talking about going for the back.
First time I heard my record in New York, I thought I made it.
Right.
Flex dropped the ball.
You talking about with Akon? With Akon?
Yeah.
I always felt like you and Akon should have made an album together.
Yeah, man.
I always felt like
that. That could still happen.
Like, I always.
It was so ill, man, because I was doing like Trap or Die shit, and Akon brother brought me that record in the studio.
Boom.
And it had the hook on it.
Big 'em up.
And I wasn't even gonna put that on 101.
Wow.
It got leaked.
Wow.
When the album got leaked, it just was on the songs that was on it.
Well, let's make some noise for the foul niggas that leaked the shit. You found niggas made a hit record, goddamn. Made a hit record, guys.
I was walking through the airport, niggas like, yo, hey, cut a Young Jeezy. Like,
hey, cut a Young Jeezy. First of all, that ad lib itself is like a producer. Hey, cut a Young Jeezy.
And it's crazy because that night I remember I was recording, I did like 3 records, and Shakir came by the studio, and after Boo brought me the record, I did the first verse, and we was going to the club. We was going to Visions. And, you know, we got in the cars, we left, went to Visions party and shit. We came back to the studio, and, like, Shakir was like, play me what you did tonight. So I played him, like, a couple records, and I got to the, I did this one, but I ain't finished it yet because I really don't like it. Mm. And I played Soul Survivor, and he just gave me this look.
Soul Survivor.
Like, nigga, if you don't finish that shit. So I went in the booth, and I finished it. That's how the song got done. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't even gonna use it. Like, I can keep it a buck. I wasn't even
gonna
use it.
That's crazy.
Cause I was on like Trap or Die, Get Your Mind Right, all that type of shit. Cause that's what was working for me.
Right.
And the whole thing was, you know, you didn't wanna be like, I just felt like that was going the commercial route. You know what I'm saying? So it was almost like,
my bad. No, I was that was for the next question. That's for the next question. My bad.
But
I was setting it up. I fucked up. I fucked it all up. I'm sorry. But at least I was trying. Yeah.
But but I wasn't even gonna use a record, man. But it's crazy because I never had a fan in Africa in my life. Until that record.
Oh, you're Akon big in Africa.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't realize how far the reach of music.
Yeah, the reach of the world.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm just
a nigga like the Larry Flint of Africa.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, when you in Atlanta.
I'm headed there next month.
When you in Atlanta and you sitting there and you making music and people, you know, around the way love you sit in the hood and, you know, in the clubs, you're not looking at the rest of the world. You know what I'm saying? So that shit took me across the world. Before it happened, it was, you know, it's instantaneous. Like,
and the video, that was what you did, the Paid in Full theme, right?
Yeah, and I came up with that on the on my tour bus, man. And I was just like, yo, because I love that movie.
You know, I was in that movie too. I was wondering, you never called me. Like, you should have called me. I could have seen, nigga. Like, something that I was fucking with.
It was crazy because I reached out to Cameron. Shouts out to Cam, man, because I was like, yo, if I get Cameron, this shit is silly.
Wow.
And he came through. And shouts out to
Beanie Sigel.
And wow. Even like Hov and fucking coming through the set. Meech came through the set.
Yeah, I heard that.
It was crazy. It was fun. Like, I never seen nothing like that. It was Brooklyn, Harlem.
Now you had the city.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You had the city. You was one of the first South people that people fully related to, people we understood, especially the hustlers, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just heard you say Meech, and that was another thing that stood out to me in the trailer was it was like, you know, for years it kind of seemed like you was like being a hustler, like what I mean by that, and being the street guy. Like, you, everyone knew you was from BMF, but it's kind of like you stood like away because of, I don't know, but this was like the first time I kind of like seen you like full fledged claim it, like in front of your fans, in front.
Well, I wouldn't even say claim it. It's just like a lot of people don't know. Like me and Dude was like real friends. You feel what I'm saying?
When you say Dude, you're talking
like
Meech.
Yeah, okay. Like Zippo, we was real friends. Like, me and Hov, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's who we were.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, keeping it a buck, you know, just what it is just like a lot of things went on that people don't understand. And a lot of that shit had to do with a lot of my legacy, you feel what I'm saying? Just as far as who I am as a person, even with my music, it's like some shit you can't walk away from. Right. When you say the legend of the snowman, I feel like it almost been disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? Not to at least insert that in there, because if you look at the trailer, that's all the shit that I really went through to become who I am today. And it's just like, how do you disregard that?
The journey.
Right. Yeah, that's a part of the journey. Like, I can't, and I saw what it did for hip hop, because it was just like, this is my man, you know what I'm saying? I'm making music, And, you know, he's a fan of what I'm, like, he love my shit. You know what right. I'm saying? And everybody know that. And, you know, right when I got on, he got in his shit.
Right.
So it's just like, now I'm on, I'm in a safe place, Statue of Limitations is gone. It's like, no, this is my dude. But it's just right. like, a lot of people don't know, like, fans, you know, you have to stick to the G-code. It ain't shit you just talk about, like, freely. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nobody's business. Yeah. But it was part of my legacy, you feel what I'm saying, as far as who I am. And I'd never be able to get away from that. So I felt like my last album, you know what I'm saying, I just wanted to bring all things full circle. Like, and it's like, people will see that shit, but not the fucking two-bedroom trailer I lived in with my whole family in the joint. Right. You know what I'm saying? That I bought for my mother for $3,500.
Wow.
You feel what I'm saying?
Real shit. Like, real shit.
That's the real, that's why I really stayed. But, you know, I wanted to put different pieces of what made me me. You know what I'm saying?
Make it complete.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So that was dope.
You ever think, well, hold on, you know what? This is the first time I actually felt Trump's tweets.
Right. Like, with the ASAP Rocky stuff?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. A part of me
Wait,
was like...
Wait, you felt it in a good way?
Yeah, like, why not?
Nah, get the fuck
like,
out
Like, why
of
not?
Here.
Like, if you was in locked up...
Nah.
You wouldn't want a nigga...
Of course, but...
Come on.
The way he was flipping it was crazy, man.
I ain't gonna front. He was a little gangster with it. It was a little hip-hop with it. It was like, it was gangster.
But to me, That's a tricky one. Cause you don't really know if he's doing it just to get a connect. Cause
he did say African American. Yeah, he like yo, I'm saying for my niggas.
Huh? But he ain't doing nothing for what's going on domestically.
Right.
Man, y'all getting too deep.
It's just got locked
it's not
up
deep.
Last week.
It's not deep. It's not deep. It's just.
You know what I'm
just saying, like if you was
it. It ain't deep, though. No.
I'm saying, if you ain't ASAP Rocky, of course you want the president of the United States.
I'm saying, this the most powerful man in the free world. He would have been on Air Force One, and he would have flew homeboy back on that motherfucker. You feel me? Like,
nah, but it shows you that the most powerful, supposedly.
Wait, hold on. I think we're supposed to clap for that, though. I ain't gonna lie. Because listen, I'm not gonna lie.
He's supposed to.
Because I'm a foul nigga. Like, I'm the type of nigga to be an answer man.
He is. Yeah.
And somebody say something to me, and I might headbutt you.
No, but what I'm trying to say is.
I want niggas to come get me, America, nigga.
The supposed most powerful person in the world, in the free world.
Uh huh.
He calls the government of this country,
right.
And they don't do shit. It shows you that our most powerful person in the free world isn't as powerful.
I don't understand what you just said. Wait, say that again.
He called the Swedish government.
He basically said he called.
He called Sweden.
Yeah. Yeah.
And homie ain't pick up his call.
No.
Basically.
That's why he tweeted. I didn't know that part.
By the way, though, it could have a lot to do. With relationships.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like real ones.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? So if he's probably the type of person that rub a lot of people wrong, they're not going to fuck with
him. Yeah. Trump exactly seemed like a nigga that ran off on the plug a couple
right,
of times.
Right.
A couple of times Trump seemed like he that type of nigga.
If he really wanted to do something for the culture, he would have sent Air Force One over
there. You're right. You're right.
Brought the kid back. They would have worked it out. It would have been cool. You know what I'm saying? That would have been gangster.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Send the Secretary of State. Somebody.
Because even the Kanye shit was like a little left, but when I heard him say, like, he going to get Larry Hoover out, I'm like, man, that's hard. You know, Chicago would have loved them.
Wait, time out. What you said? That's what Kanye, when he met with Trump, that's what he said? He's going to get Larry Hoover out?
He did say that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he said that.
Wow. We just can't be.
Not to say that was his only goal.
Right.
But for him to even be thinking like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's a real, you know, that's a legend in the right. But, you know, he can be one of the guys to come back and kind of help out a lot of the shit that's going on in Chicago. Because he's very influential.
You did put on with the city with Kanye.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
now, if you... Go in the studio with him right now. He got a MAGA hat on.
Yeah. We're going to burn that motherfucker.
God damn it. Great ass, G.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. I want Kanye to be fully clear. I fully support you and your Yeezys. I even buy the ones I think that's ugly.
Right.
Because some of them is like, yo, come on. But you know what? I'm 41. You know what I'm saying? I'll be 42 this year. So I want to keep up. So I buy the shit. I be like, fuck it.
The joints you think are ugly?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. So you buy them to keep up?
I got to keep up sometimes.
I got a son that's
19. He's over here.
I'm still wearing Air Force Ones.
Yeah, I still do that too. But sometimes I want to look hip. You know what I'm saying? When I walk down, I want niggas to be like, oh, that nigga look 20, 26.
But you ain't 100%.
said sure.
Listen, man. Sometimes, I'm not 100% sure. I admit that. Listen, I don't got no grades. Sometimes, you know, I walk through.
Hey, relax.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot, you know. Yo, where my barber at? My barber even hate on me. That nigga be cutting my hair and looking for grades. I'm like, what type of nigga is you, my nigga? Like, you're supposed to... So, you know, sometimes the older you are, sometimes... And it's good. It's actually good to be out of the loop sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You how do you feel about
out,
that?
Out of the loop.
Not, you know what I mean? Like I don't want to have a city boy summer.
Nah.
What is that happening right now?
Nah.
A hot girl summer. Yeah, what is it? Yeah, I don't want to be the city boy, yeah, my nigga. I'm sorry, my nigga.
You keep getting ugly. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm saying, like, you know what's going on right now?
I have no idea.
But right now, in the ratchet part of every city, they're having a hot girl summer or a city boy summer.
Yes, sir.
So the city boys is doing some shit, and they're having points. This is real shit. They're having points.
It's a game?
It's like a game, but it's like real life. They're doing it.
This that culture shit we tell you about.
Yeah.
They put you in the game.
Just
right
when
now.
I know I'm older and shit. Like, shit, I see right. some.
But
I see
the
girl.
You know this shit is crazy to me.
I'm on
top of it. I want to know what the fuck this shit is.
Because so I seen these four girls, they came and they said, all I need some Henny is a plan B.
Hey.
All I need is Henny and some plan B.
Hey.
All I need is Henny and a plan B. And they said, this is actually hard. Like, I would actually make something wrecked.
What is that in the game?
It's terrible. What they talking about? I was terrible.
But what does that have to do with the game?
No, what they saying is they want to drink some Henny.
No, I get what they're saying, though.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Saying it's a whole movement on some...
No, it's a real movement. EFN, go look on your Instagram, nigga. Look on your Instagram. This... These wild girls.
Won't you post your pic and tell them you're having
a city boy summer.
Watch me.
No, I'm good.
I don't know.
I kid you not. And it's like we living in a fucked up era right now. Like, it's like it's a whole bunch of girls that their plan is to just go out there and fuck and have a crate.
Yo, oh, they just cocking?
They switching it on us.
But Nori, that's what I'm saying. That women are like the new niggas.
Women are the new niggas right now. Did you hear what he said? Down. She want Henny and a plan B. Nigga, like, she wants you to shoot at the club. Yeah. And she gonna get rid of it herself. She's crazy, my dude.
She's crazy.
Yeah, we living in a wild time, my dude. They switched it. Like, for real, my dude. So, okay, we got the Kardashians. We got that. I got notes, nigga. Let me play this for you because I just want to feel what you feel when you hear this. We're going to play the good version on TV. This is my... People spent all their money on stroking.
Oh, God.
That's the real Young Jeezy right there. What you hear when you hear that, though?
I hear a nigga that was trying to get out of the hood and probably still had fucking, you know, all type of shit.
But with Lambos, Ferraris, like, you came into the game different.
But a lot of people don't understand. I was really 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I was in a studio, and I basically made Patchwork Studio in my trap. So when I was writing that, I was still going to the fence throwing duffel bags over. You know what I'm saying? On everything. So it's just like a lot of people didn't know, like, it wasn't nothing. It was in real time. You walk in the vocal booth, it's $2-3 million sitting there. We going through money. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a different mindset. And you talking about somebody was having nightmares. You know about the penitentiary.
PSD.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because you just, you know, you in it and you don't know if you're gonna make it. So that guy right there, he was 1 foot in, 1 foot out. And that's the guy that would tell you he wasn't a rapper. He was just trying to figure his shit out. You feel what I'm saying? But as you get on and you start making the Soul Survivors and you start having the hits, you know, things change because it go from that guy that was doing shows in clubs with, you know, 400-500 people. Mm. Soul Survivor guy was doing fucking
2,000-3,000.
No, fucking what's the shit they do for Apollo? Summer Jam.
Oh, Summer Jam, Giant Stadium.
Yeah. 60,000 people. Mm-hmm. So that was the difference. It happened.
Damn, that was
so fast. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying?
That's
so
it's a just big like, gap. That's a
right.
big gap.
So it's like that's what changed. But it's just like now you got a different clientele. Mm. So now you, instead of being in the streets where you dealing with street niggas and you just getting all that shit, now you getting shit from fans.
Right.
And they want music. And they want good music. That's so now you got to work hustle. On, right. you know, giving them good music. So now you got to write the go-getters and these different songs because now they got to taste of it and this is what they want from you. They don't even know.
R. Kelly, go-getter?
Yeah, right.
Let's leave that nigga alone, Jeezy. Let's leave that nigga alone, nigga.
But the difference is, to me, you know, I'm that's in my heart. Like, that's why, like, right now today, if shit popped off in here right now, I'm going to be that guy.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Because that's who I am to the core now. Mm. Who I've evolved to be, that's what keep me grounded. You know what I'm saying? That's why I can go in the hood or go, you know, in a boardroom and still be who I am and have the confidence I got. Because I know where I came from, but at the same time, I know where I was going. Because that guy didn't want to stay where he was at. He was trying to get the fuck up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Because all he kept seeing was his homeboys getting killed and, you know what I'm saying, people going to jail, but it wasn't like a nigga going to jail for a city boy summer. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, please, don't do that.
A city boy decade.
Right.
That shit was real. So for me, I was just really trying to get out, and a lot of that music I was doing, I was working. Mm. I was getting money. I was in the streets. I was still fucking, then, you know, with gang members, and, you know, that was my reality. Like, 50 people living in my house. You know what I'm saying? But they can't, I got a kid now. They can't be in my crib.
Right.
It don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, they call me all the time. You good, you straight. Let me know somebody got hit in the hood or whatever. But they know who I am to the core because we've been in real shit and I always been on the front line. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always been with whatever our movement was at the time.
Speaking on that, like, from the beginning, it was like, you know, from the gang culture, it was like the first time we actually got to see, like, Atlanta. Like
right.
Claiming Crips or claiming.
You know what happened? I'm gonna tell you what happened. Mm. So I came up when I got out. When I got out the last time I got out, one of my partners, which was one of my good friends, you know, he took me to the Mac. But I went there to get money. You know what I'm saying? Macon.
Okay. Oh, Macon, Georgia.
Yeah. When I went there to get money, and when I first got there and got on the block, I was looking around and. It was gang culture. You feel what I'm saying? But it was just like, you know, if you're going to be over here, you got to be over here.
And that wasn't happening in Atlanta at the time.
No, it wasn't happening at all. Anybody tell you that? At all. It was not happening.
It was just there?
Yeah, because the cats from L.A. was there getting
money. Summer Vacation. Ice Cube Summer Vacation.
Yeah, it was going there. So you get there, you got motherfuckers with Braids, Jerry Curls, Dickie Soups, Chuck Taylors,
Cortez. They was moving the work.
Yeah, they was gang banging.
But I'm saying that's how they moved the work with the gangs.
They was gang banging. So for me, you know, I'm a natural born leader, so I was like, shit, I get that part. I'm with you. Whatever we gotta do, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna do it. But let's get some money. And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, give me 2 days, I'll be back. I left and I came back. And that hood never seen nothing like that ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I showed them how to get money. Like, but at the same time, I understood the culture as far as the gang shit. But this is my family now. These are people that make it so I'm straight every day, taking care of them, staying on niggas, auntie, sofa, whatever. So as all this going on, you know what I'm saying, and I'm back and forth because my family in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying. So as I figure my shit out, you know, I'm damn near in cahoots with a whole city. You feel what I'm saying? So I had homeboys that was red rags that wouldn't even come on that side of the town, but I worked that shit out because I'm like, yo, we gotta get money. Like if you go to Harvard and I go to fucking Stanford, don't mean we can't get money. We gotta figure that part out.
Right.
So I figured that part out, and with that shit, you know, they really trusted me. So when I went back to Atlanta to get back on the music shit, I brought 3 tour buses of people from my neighborhood to Atlanta and bought 3 houses right beside each other and put them on the houses, and that's how we was moving. So when Atlanta first started seeing like Crips and shit, it was with me. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, it's the first time I heard it.
Yeah, and by the way, other people got on, even other artists was like, okay, we gonna wear this because that's how these people rock. So they didn't really even know. They was just wearing red rags because, you know what I'm saying, no disrespect for, you know, to the red rag, but they was wearing red rags because they saw them wearing blue. You know what I'm saying? And they saw it on TV.
Like, to be
right. And it was crazy, bro, because it was never none of that shit up there. And I used to go out, and my homeboys, like, my crew, they never, like, they not, like, cats that was into fashion. So they were really still wearing Dickies. And Chuck Taylor's on the road, like, everywhere we went.
Right.
Anybody that know when I was coming through any city, 05, 06, 07, know that when them first two tour buses pulled up, that's what it was. It was my whole neighborhood, because I took everybody with me. And like, everybody was living in my house. I'd come downstairs, motherfucking guns going off and shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas shooting niggas in the ass on mistake because they were sat out with it. You know what I mean? It was real.
Now, to be BMF, did you have to be Crip too?
And that's a lot of things that people don't understand. Like, with dude, right. Like, he just brought people together.
Okay.
It wasn't gang, it was family. And Crip.
It was just
it was a family. But right, one thing I respect about him, and I always respect, he brought some of the illest. Like, when I watch Narcos and I see the Felix... guy who put everything together, that remind me of my guy, because you talking about the most dangerous people in Mexico. He sat him at the table and said, this is what we're going to do. Now, I'm not saying that's what he did, technically,
right,
but what I saw around him was love. People from New York, people from there, people from there, Bloods, Crips, GDs, Vice Lords, and we together. You know what I'm saying? So he was able to bring the love and make, you know, people love each other, and that's what I respected. You know what I'm saying?
When you hear it's 50 Cent,
right,
that's actually... executive producing or producing
the BMF,
the BMF movie thing. Right. Like, what was the first thing that pops up in your mind?
I mean, shit, you know, as long as my dude eating and he getting his shit off, I'm with whatever he about.
But you don't feel like you think you should be a consultant?
No.
That was the exact opposite of what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to be like,
if he wanted me to be a part of
it. Oh, you saying like if me?
Yeah, but like me, like, you know, a lot came with that, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I love my nigga, man, and that's going to be forever. You know what I'm saying? But a lot came with that. Everybody ain't gonna be happy,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I know people personally. I don't want to be responsible for that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be. Right. You know what I mean? I know it's.
You don't
want
to be script supervisor.
Mother. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nothing to be like funny on me. But they're doing business. Like, you don't do business with your friends.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Listen, my guy, I support him. If he asks me to pop up, do whatever. But it's just like I went through a lot with that. You know what I'm saying? And he did too.
Right.
And even to the point where people thought we was at odds, and it was just like, no, nigga, he just incarcerated.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people,
you know what I'm saying?
That,
but at the same time, I go see him. We talk.
Right.
But like anybody else this incarcerated, like, you just never know what's going through somebody's head.
That's true.
Never know who they talking to. So it's like, I never fought at him for anything. Right. I love him. That's my brother. He's going to be always be my brother. And we've had talks where his mama had to get on the phone and be like, you two get on the phone and talk. Right. And it's love. That's my brother.
Right.
I had Thanksgiving with these, you know, with his mother and his stepdad before people even knew what was really going on with him in the streets. Mm. We was already family. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So when he went through his shit, you know, I had to respect that, because at the end of the day, for me, I know he's a good dude, but then I also know the game, how that game go. And anybody that know that game know that, you know, those things, those type of things happen. I think with me, a lot of people looked at my shit was being successful as if, you know, I did something wrong, but that was never the case. You know what I'm saying?
That's my mission. That's not everybody. I just, so you know, like, a lot of times when you become successful, it's like a seven different demon, right? Like a seven different things. And you can't control all seven.
Right.
Like, the thing about it is, like, you could get five, maybe if you're lucky, you could get six. But it's always going to be one person or one thing or one situation that you're not going to be able to satisfy. And you're always going to look like the bad guy when you become famous. Because it's easier to blame you.
Right.
Not to say in the situation you're just saying,
right,
but in so many different scenarios, when a person don't make it or a person don't do whatever, it's like, yo, my man ain't put me on. Like,
yeah,
when, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna front, though. Like,
Not in your situation.
No, but it was fucking with me mentally. For years, I didn't really have a clear head until the recession. Because I was still dealing with shit and dealing with
people. Talking about the album recession.
Like, the album recession. Okay. I didn't have a clear head and realize I was an artist and that I was in a position that I can do what I do into the recession. Because all the whole time, I was going through survivor's remorse. You know what I'm saying? Because it was just like, I would see niggas and they go, oh, man, you... I'd be like, damn, man, like, these same person say you love me. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it was weird. But not in a bad way. It's because I was trying to, you know, quote, unquote, keep it solid. And then I had to realize, like, I got to keep it solid with myself because I got people that's really following and loving what I'm doing. So I got to make sure that I'm on my shit and I'm progressing, because these people really love me for who I am. You know what I'm saying? So I had to kind of just come to grips with. Mm-hmm. And my homie told me that before he went to the pen, he's like, yo, He's like, you smart, you got that dog, and I can just see how you move, how you think. But he says, it's gonna come a time in your life where people are gonna say you changed, but this is really who you are. Mm. And this is what you're working towards. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's my path. You know what I'm saying? And it's your vision. Mm. So people might not understand where you're going, but it's just like, if I would have listened to niggas when I was in the hood and stayed in the hood, I'd still be in the hood. I wouldn't even be here talking to you now.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
I had one of my uncles, man. I tried to sell him one of my mix CDs back in the day. Uh-huh. I was like, yo, buy one of my CDs, $10. He's like, nigga, fuck that CD. Give me some of that weed, though. You got to take it.
Right.
You know how I feel when I go back to my family events and I'm pull up in a fucking, you know, a fucking Phantom and I got a driver and I see that same nigga like, what's up, huh?
What's up, nigga? Like,
because he didn't believe. Right. You know what I'm saying?
And that's
he tried to instill his fears on me. And I kept going, but look at it now. It's just like with anybody else, they're going to tell you, you know what I'm saying, like, you ain't keeping it solid, you ain't doing it right. But then who's to say they're keeping it solid in their life? When I had to learn about this game, it's different levels of real, my G. Mm. Like, people will sit here and tell you, I'm keeping real, I'm keeping it solid. Yeah. Then they don't even go home and keep it real with their family. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They don't even go home and keep it real with their brother, their mama. You know what I'm saying? But they'll keep it real with a nigga in the club because they say he a shooter. And this nigga knocks somebody's head off. And then he can tell on everybody. Now the everybody down. But who kept it real? You feel what I'm saying? So when I started learning that, and by the way, I've been on the front line. I've did shit for niggas like on site. I swear to God, I left my car. Anybody right? Tell you, I used to leave my shit in valet. I used to be in, so I mean, I'll get off right there on site. You know what I'm saying? I did it for niggas. And then 6 months later, nigga turned on me. And I'm like, what the fuck am I risking my freedom? You know what I'm saying? Everything I work for to prove a point.
Oh, yeah, I got stories.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't even being extra. I'm just saying that's how I had to learn. Yeah. So when I learned that, I was just like, yo.
Can't go to war for everybody.
Die alone. I'm born this world by myself. Right. I got to be responsible for all my actions. And I can't do things for people that I know they won't do for me. You know what I'm saying? Including, like, you know, look at myself as if I'm wrong for pursuing what it is that I started out to pursue. No. Just think about all the people... Where you from that you used to hang out with and you was cool with and everybody loved Nori when you was what?
Yep.
And then as soon as you said, you know, I'm going to go do this, I got kids, I got family, you know what I'm saying? I got a wife, like...
I want to hang out Soho House, nigga.
Right, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I see you, baby, popping bottles and shit.
Yeah. And them niggas want to be big and pop cannons and all that.
Because I seen you come through that. You know what I'm saying? And I see where you at and I see where your mental is at.
Yeah.
And I'm going to applaud that because that's where you want
to
go.
You know, I used to, pardon me for cutting you, I used to feel guilty for not being able to take out of 10 people, 10 people. And then I started to realize that I took the 8. Then I started to realize I took 6. Then I started to realize I took 4. Then I started to realize I'm only taking the people that want to be here.
Right.
Because a person, you know, the craziest shit I ever experienced was bringing a person overseas and bringing a person to all this experience and a person not being thankful. Just being like, you know what? You're supposed to bring me there.
They feel entitled.
Like, I was like...
Entitled.
Yo, I had a nigga tell me one time. I was like, yo, man, I want you to, you know, like, what do you want to do? You want to go to school? I'm going to do it. Nigga said, no, I'm here for moral support. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yes. I don't know what that is.
That's
what I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what is
bro,
that
I'm
going
to keep it real, bro.
I want that job, too. Moral support.
I've been through some shit, dog. Like, even on this song on the album called Fake Love, bro. Like, I've been to some shit where I don't took care of everybody. As soon as she hit the fan, nigga, I was standing by myself.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Me.
Wow.
As smart as I am. Wow. I'm like, yo, I know that I let these niggas trick me.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But in a real way. But that made me a man, bro. Cause it like, I learned you can do whatever you want for people, dog. If it go down, you're going to be stuck holding the bag.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? This shit is real. Like, you got a responsibility to keep. And I was stuck holding the bag because I was trying to take care of people. Mm. But what I learned was, you know, I tried to put people in position by pacifying them. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. But when I should have been trying to, you know, I tried to teach them a trade. I tried to put them in a position to win. But that ain't what they wanted. And that's that whole thing about taking that walk. It's where you headed. You know what I'm saying? And where you want to go.
Yeah, some people just want to
go with you. Like, it's cool. Like, if I tell you right now, let's walk to Overtown. You're like, hell no, nigga. Yeah. You don't want to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you want to be like, yeah, I'm going to walk with you. We chop it up on the way. Maybe we come up with something.
Right.
You know, that's it. You know what I'm saying? But when shit get real, nobody want to do that.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, if it's 10 miles, 15 miles, a real one who see your vision gonna be like, shit, I'll walk with you, dog.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe we see something on the way, we figure it out. But if somebody who don't see your vision gonna walk with you far enough to say, you know what, that's too far, let me turn around, let me go back. But then you as a man, you got to keep going. So I had to learn that the hard way. You feel what I'm saying?
No, I learned that the hard way too.
You feel me?
Let's take a bathroom break. Keep going.
Yeah,
we're
going to keep going. Yeah,
I keep going. Keep going. Take a break.
So let's talk about, is Boys in the Hood ever going to happen again?
Nah. Oh,
damn, I think I was ready for that.
Nah, get out of here. Go to the bathroom.
Nah.
Why not?
I mean, I only signed for one album when I did it, and I really did it for, I really did it for the group, because at the time, like, I never forget, Puff called me, and I was going to Magic City,
right?
And he called me, he was like, "Yo, go sign the contract." I'm like, "Yo, I'm going to Magic City. I ain't signed no contract." Right. So he wanted me to sign the contract and send it and send it back through Kinko's.
But how did the group start? Was it?
It was. I'm telling you.
Oh, Puff, that's how it started. Yeah, through Puff?
Puff called me.
Okay.
He said, "I sent you a contract. I want you to be in the group." I only did one song, Them Boys.
Right.
But at the time, you know, my mixtape buzz was going, and he wanted me in the group.
Right.
So he's like, "Yo, go to Kink, sign the paper, send it back to Kinko's."
Go to Kinko's.
Yeah. I'm like, "Yo, I'm going to Magic City to fuck up some paper. I'm not going to do that." And that's how it started. Then he came down, we talked some more, and he's like, I was like, "Yo, Puff, I rock with you, man. I do one album." I wrote the number down, I gave him the number. I said, "I do one album." And he said, "Cool." Then I had to go back and talk to L.A. Reid, because at the time I had just signed to Def Jam.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That must have been crazy to clear all that for
Yeah,
a group.
He did it, because you know, at the time they was really right. cool, you know what I'm saying? Right. And
it really, Boys in the Hood, right?
Yeah. And you know, L.A. Reid was cool with me doing a one record deal with them, and then I pushed Thug Motivation back a month to do this project, to put it out before Thug Motivation, and I did that. But I really did that for them, man, because they was like Gee, Jody,
yeah.
Duke, like working with them brushed my game up too, because you gotta keep in mind, like, dog, I wasn't a rapper. The first time I did a song with them niggas, Trick Daddy was in the studio, Jazzy Faye, a whole bunch of people, and I was doing the voice to Them Boys. Now I'm in there, I'm a street dude, I got a Ferrari outside, you know what I mean, here with all these rappers, and they going in knocking their verse out 10, 15 minutes. And it took me like 2 hours just to put my patterns together, and I'm like, shit. So tricking all them, and they're like, "Yo, go do your shit, you know what I'm saying, go do a song." So it takes me a while, especially back then, because I really didn't know how to record like Eazy-E on
Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah. So I had to figure it out. And
but you was writing your own shit though.
Yeah.
Different from Eazy-E.
Yeah, right. But exactly. I did the verse, and when I started doing the verse, like, I remember Trick laughing. Like, yo, you talking about signing this nigga? I remember Jazzy and them leaving the room, and everybody left. And I was in the control room with the engineer by myself. And then I said, "Yo, I think I got it now." So I went back in there and I did it. And what I would do was, like, when I did my verses, after I did my ad-libs, I would walk out in the hallway and have them turn it all the way up so I could feel it. You know what I'm saying? And I remember it took like 2 hours. I walked outside in the hallway and they turned the shit up. And I just remember, if it's taking too long to lock up, bring it back. You see motherfuckers like, you know what I'm saying? You see a Trick coming at you like, then all of a sudden everybody in the hallway and they just going crazy. Like, "Yo, nigga, that shit is crazy." And I'm just looking like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But at first they was like acting like, you know, like the boy shit suck. Right. You feel me?
Right.
But they didn't understand how, you know, I put my records together.
That's your process.
Right. But I wasn't a rapper. That's what you got. Like, I didn't.
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie.
Right.
I don't believe you in that part, because right. you are a rapper.
Yeah.
And you are a lyricist also.
But yeah. what I'm saying is, was I was somebody trying to get out of the street.
I hear you. But at the end of the day,
it don't matter why you got there, but you are there.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Like, you're right. Like, real hip hop people respect you. Like, it's not like,
come on, man. You know, I could be Elon Musk right now, bro. Right. Like, I'm not like
that. Right. Elon Musk could rap his ass off.
But I'm just saying, I'm like that. Like, if I want to do something, I'm gonna do it. That's right. That's how I live right. my life, bro. Like, I love a challenge. You know what I'm saying? I love being put it, you know, my back against the wall. That's just who I am. So when I had to show up and show out, that's what it was. But I had to learn sitting around the studio paying certain people for like beats and not using them just to watch what the lingo was. Bring it back. I take that take. You know what I'm saying? That's to put an ad lib there. Like, I didn't know that shit.
You wasn't a studio rapper.
Nah.
But not to say that you wasn't an artist, a rapper, a lyricist.
I was great at writing. I was great at spitting. But when it came to, like, actually laying it down, right.
You don't have to be technical in the studio.
Now, a question I always wanted to ask you.
Oh, shit. Come on with it.
But Busta had a record called Busta Rhymes, of course. Right. had a record called Conglomerate. It was the the number one. It was tearing New York City up. I don't know about the rest of the country at the time because I was just stationed in New York. It was him, Jadakiss, and you.
Right.
Then the actual video drops, and it's him, Jadakiss, and Lil Wayne.
Right.
What happened there?
I didn't like, I think it was the verse, man.
You didn't like your verse?
It was something real with the verse. I don't remember it, though. But
that was you had a hard verse,
but
bro.
Let me tell you something.
You got to give another excuse. Yeah, be
honest. That's probably one of them times, and I got to read, because Busta ain't been nothing but a solid nigga, and I seen him. I was just like, right. Yo, Busta, you don't fuck with me? And it's probably because of that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. We should be right. Get out of here. I ain't know that. Okay.
But I'm going to be real, man. At one time, I was in my head a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just... You know, I you know, not thinking as an artist, I'm just like personal about shit. And I think that was one of the times I was in my head. Because it happened to me a couple times. Like, Rest in Peace, Short and Low. Like, when he reached out to me to do that record, I was in my head. I was like, well, I can't do it because I got this coming out. I'm just like, when I should have just did it.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So I got to get real. That's one of the times I was in my head.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's good to fucking hear. Right. You know what? Most people, like, sometimes it's just good to be like, you know what, I fucked up. That's it. Because so many people were like railroading. Like, sometimes I'm sure Busta will appreciate that, because as artists, we appreciate when an artist reach out to another artist, is because I respect you. Because I don't want to have an artist on my record that I don't respect.
Right.
So most people, we automatically think that if you do the thing, you automatically do the video. I mean, excuse me, you do the record, you automatically do the video. So it's good, like, to hear a person like you humble yourself and be like, you know what, I might have just was in my head. Like, that's so dope to me. Like,
when you in it and you first starting off, you kind of just react. But as you coming to your own and you see things and patterns and shit, and then you start learning how the game works. Cause I would have never thought the shit I did 10 years ago would be affecting me as much as it did now. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's like even worse. It'd be shit like that, cause you would see somebody be like, yo, and it's you. They just remember the last shit you did to them. Nigga, you saw me in the club and you damn near threatened me. You know what I mean? You're like, oh shit.
That's a lot you remember that? Of you.
You know what I'm saying? But I've learned to be more, you know, be more, you know, conscious about what I say or what I do to people that, you know, that I fuck with, or people that, you know, fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's been time when people ask me to do things, and depending on what I had going on, I might not done it because I was thinking about my next move. But then started be around people like Puff, and that's why I fuck with them. He's like, no, man, you gotta help everybody. You know what I'm saying? It can't be, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody call me right now, I'm gonna do it. And I was just like, okay, explain to me how that works. And once I started learning about how karma works, and
yo, my dude, you know, karma. Let me just say something. You just said the word right out of my mouth. You know what? I'm sorry to cut you off, but what I started to realize, this is me, is karma works both ways.
Karma's real.
It works both ways. So if you do, like, it be times I just do something for a nigga and I just be like, I know this nigga can't pay me back.
Right.
But that's not what I'm doing it for.
Right.
I'm doing it for me. Because I know that this shit is gonna come back to me in some way.
Right.
I have no idea. But, like, I'm lending niggas money and I know.
Right.
It ain't coming back, y'all.
Well, you didn't loan it then. You didn't loan it then.
I just gave it away, my nigga. Like, trust me. And listen, them niggas, yeah, I'll be around them niggas. Them niggas will do anything but bring up money, bro. Them niggas will bring up any. And you know what? I just gotta take it.
Right.
I knew what this was. So sometimes, but you know what that is? That's good karma, though.
Yeah.
Because it, even if that person doesn't appreciate it, it comes back. You know what I'm saying? So I started to know that karma's a two-way street.
The thing about it is, you know, your life is broke up in three steps. Like, you get out there on the front line, you learn, then you have to survive, and then you live. And a lot of that 0405, I was surviving.
Wait, so learn, survive, live.
Yeah, you live, yeah, because I was
come on, everybody. Learn, survive, live.
You survive,
learn, survive, live. Learn, survive, live. Learn, survive, live. One time. Learn, survive, live. That's hard, Jeezy. Let's go.
It was like at the time, a lot of the shit that went on with me that affected me now, I was surviving. Meaning, like, I would do whatever I had to do. So if that means you know, like, you know, you come out of the streets, bro, it's like, shit, it's either you or me, and it ain't gonna be me, right. It's gonna be you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you surviving. So I didn't realize, you know, I'm just trying to get out of the streets and, you know, take care of my family and put myself in a better position. So a lot of my street ethics came with me. So in the streets, is, you know, shit is cutthroat. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be on the defense. So it ain't nothing to, like, you ever seen Heat where you say I can walk away for something in 30 seconds? My mind state. I don't give a fuck. It's like, nigga, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that was my mind state when a lot of things were going on, because I was really trying to figure shit out, and I ain't had nobody to be like, yo, this is what it is, because I'm looking at it from the way I see it. So it wasn't no big homies. And so I started fucking with niggas like Hov and different people like that. But what I'm saying all that to say
I
is
like the respect you give.
Yeah, but what I'm saying all that to say is, like, between that time, a lot of things transpired where I was in my head. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I was really going through real shit. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like my decisions, you know, were people that I came in contact with, they remember that. So they don't know who I've grown to be and who, what I've learned. They just know when the last time they saw you, and that's why they be like, yo, we want you to be the old. No, you don't want me to be that guy.
You want me to be? Oh, you talking about like how niggas want Kanye to be the old Kanye?
Right. I mean, that's different.
Right, yeah. Good answer.
Good answer. So, hold on. Now that he mentioned Hov, we streaming on Tidal now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes.
Y'all could check us at Tidal.com.
Okay.
/
I like that plug.
Drink Champs offer.
Okay, God damn it.
Not just Tidal. Yes. Shout out to Nas. We on Mass Appeal Endeavor.
God damn it. On the audio. Come on, make some noise.
Not just Nas. Shout out to Puffy. We on Revolt TV. Puffy.
That's it.
Okay.
Hold on.
No.
So you
and me on YouTube,
since
too.
Since you signed out all these entrepreneurs,
right.
You know what I mean? Let me go slap my thing here right now.
Yeah,
I
bought
a little something for you. This is a Figures Wireless.
Come on, open it up for me,
Figures Wireless.
I don't know what this is. It look good, though.
Figures Wireless cell phone, baby.
Okay, what?
The most efficient device for the most affordable price.
God damn it. This shit looks expensive.
You know.
Okay. What is
put
this?
It on the table, man.
Okay, all right. Yeah, put it over here. God damn it. I don't know what is going on.
This, man. Figures Wireless.
Yeah. So what is this, a phone?
Figures Wireless.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm into right now.
Okay.
Man.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, put it right here. Good looking. What the?
Prop it up.
Okay, open it up, G. You gotta do the honors.
Say no more.
Okay.
I got him. Say no more.
So this is the trap phone for real in real life?
Check out the rest of stuff, huh?
This is a trap phone?
No, man, this is
or the executive phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still go backwards.
I gotta go back.
It's next level.
Yo, that's crazy.
So waterproof.
Ooh.
Now I'm gonna take the earbuds.
Ooh, no problem.
Yeah, but check this out.
What's that? That's a speaker.
That's a speaker.
Yeah, okay.
You can charge your phone on it, but check this out. This one with
this. That shit come like a Rolex.
You said come out like a Rolex.
That shit come like an AP,
presentation.
All right, god damn it. All
presentation.
Right.
Show it to the camera.
Oh, he killed that. He killed that.
Oh, that shit got a full screen on the box. Yo!
This the phone? Oh, okay. Nigga, I'm gonna fuck with the Jeezy phone.
Yes, sir.
That's ill.
This is all.
That's ill. Figures. This is called Figures.
Figures.
Figures Wireless.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and it's the same on
Android.
I think it comes with a full screen TV for your crib.
And I got your SIM card right here.
Oh shit! You coming with a SIM card?
Damn!
Okay, the name and everything.
The feds don't got that.
You know what we gonna do? That drink champs phone.
By the way, you know I ain't let them touch that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, that's dope.
That's worldwide. Too.
Okay.
Worldwide,
okay.
Baby.
We gonna make this drink champs phone. We gonna
make
the callers call
in. Yeah, we gonna let them call.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you. God damn it. Yo, you have no idea like how happy I am for us. You know, the thing is this, right? You know, Drink Champs, we started. You was up with us when we started out.
Jeezy, turn off your volume, bro.
No, you know, sometimes we get notes. You know what I'm saying? Notes come through. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, this is live action. But
shout out to DJ check. Delivery, by the way.
Someone said, oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? We got to shout out to Shine Papers. That's what I've been smoking this whole time.
Shout out to Smoke Champs in the building.
Shout out to Smoke Champs.
I can't breathe in this smoke.
But would you like to try the product?
My bad. Bit of a Shine Papers delivery rock. But, you know what I feel like? I feel like in hip hop, we spent so much years, and this is with no disrespect to these brands, but you know, blowing up a Ralph Lauren, blowing up all these other brands. Let me not even go into them. But the thing is, why don't we own everything?
Well, that's what you know. It's crazy. Like I see it now, but you know, a lot of cats owning their own shit, and you see you know, these black designers, they're coming up. And even with figures, you know, he's an inventor. He's a brother.
Okay.
Young brother, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, how did you develop this?
We just linked up.
He partnered up.
Yeah,
with
I just like, you know, just his intellect. And he's a genius. You know what I'm saying? More things to come. But that's the support we got to give each other.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's about. I think a lot of times we get caught up in, you know, what we could buy to make us feel richer. But if what I've learned in my whole duration of my life was I was already rich. I was richer than I am now back then.
Right.
Because my integrity was more solid. Absolutely. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying?
Jesus, I want to let you know this is not cocaine, you know, on this. This is called a smoke fan.
That wasn't a great segue, by the way.
Just being honest.
Definitely not a good segue.
As I turned it out, I said, damn, this did look a little suspect. Right. But look, it's not. I'm just letting you know that's CBD flour. Go ahead, continue. Good.
But I'm saying all that to say is like we buy a lot of shit because of what it represents. You know what I'm saying? And we get caught up in, you know, supporting that. I'm a
like you still wear Gucci?
I don't.
You do not?
No, I don't.
Since that happened?
Yeah, I mean, I really wasn't into it anyway. But when that happened, it's just like, you know, it's certain things you just got to stand on. You know what I'm saying? Like, and
did
it wasn't even
did Tip
fact.
Call you directly or like?
No, I just you know Tip.
I feel like I ain't gonna lie. I walked by the Gucci store the other day and I heard Tip in my head. Right, I just kept walking.
Right,
I said, keep walking, nigga. Tip is watching you.
Right.
I said, I can see
it coming over right now. What's up, homeboy? Yeah. Okay, what we doing?
But you know, Tip.
That's my brother, man. Like,
good nigga.
It's crazy. I remember like Tip came in the studio one time. I was in Patchwork when I was telling you that I was you know, 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Right.
And I was working on Trap or Die, and he came in Patchwork, which is like a famous studio in Atlanta.
Right.
And he came and he walked in. He told me he was gonna come through. So he came through. He looked around. You know, I got the lounge going. I got my homies in there counting money. I got money in the vocal booth. You know, everything. He came, stood around, do his whole little thing. You know what I'm saying? I probably had about $2 million in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And Tip go, let me talk to you for a minute. So he walked me in the bathroom. I'm like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, you know you can't do both, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make a choice. He's like, you're not gonna get away with both of these. Mm-hmm. Like something's gonna fall.
Something's gonna give.
He's like, right. You're talented. You got talent. You know what I'm saying? Like you can pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, you know what I'm saying, I made a decision right then and there. And everybody that owed me when I was in the streets, I just threw my phone away. I ain't even called nobody for my money.
Mm.
I made a decision right. I went cold turkey. You know what I'm saying? The craziest thing I ever did in my life.
Cause
I just
lottery, the motherfuckers.
Yeah, but I knew he was right. Because I wasn't going to walk away like that. You know what I'm saying? But him telling me that, and I was already thinking that, just really made me go like, you're going to have to make a decision now or deal with the consequences later. And I made a decision, and I walked away, and I threw my phone away and everything that I had. I gave my people their money that I owed them, and I was done. Mm. And I walked away. That was there. Like, it was the best and worst decision of my life, because, boy, when them new cars were dropping and I couldn't afford it, I was like, God damn, you know what I'm saying?
But you'd have to look at...
At one point, I thought you and Tip was going to have beef, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It's because... us New Yorkers, we both attributed y'all to the trap gods.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because we didn't call it trapping.
Right.
I mean, you know what trap was to us in New York? Was actual money.
Right.
So I actually got a record. I just want to throw this out there.
Yeah.
In 1997, I said, let's laundromat trap. Keep the loot in Iraq. Iraq, see the world, see Iraq. So that was in 1997. So let you know, I might be the nigga that invented trap. I'm just throwing it out there.
It's the story of it.
let me go back to the point I was trying to make. Because us in New York, like, when it spoke to the hustling language, we identified with both of y'all.
Right.
So when we didn't know who was going to claim, like, the track king or whatever. But what happened was y'all became, like, friends and homies and shit like that. And
I think the difference was, like, he
like, if y'all was from New York, y'all would have beef.
Well, I kind of look at it like Jay and Puff, though. They never had beef.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's they just point. Got money and they did their thing. But for me, I was more on the motivational tip. Because that's who I was and that's who I still am. So to me, I just wanted my music to, you know, touch the hearts of women, men, and children. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what I was doing. Like, I didn't even understand the whole trap shit. Like, I called trap or die, because I was like, you gonna hustle, you ain't gonna eat. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like I was going and saying, you know, I'm the king of the trap. Like, when I was running around and doing shit, and I dropped the Trap or Die DVD, and I might go to somebody's trap house and be doing shit, and I'll just be like, when I walk in, they watching Trap or Die on the screen. I'm just like, nigga, you just seen me. Like, what y'all watching it for? They're like, nigga, this is motivation. I'm just like, oh. So that's who I was. You know what I'm saying? The whole trap element of it, I didn't get that until, you know, people associated it with the sound. You feel what I'm saying? And I was just like, okay, this. So it's no different from saying snap music, crunk music. You know what I'm saying? Or samples. You know what I mean? They just associated with the sound. You know what I'm saying? But to me, trap was a real way of life.
Yeah, I mean, to us, trap was drug dealers. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like I said, we just had Nas on here, and Nas was the epitome of that. Like, whether you knew Nas sold drugs or not, you knew that he was around that drug dealing element.
To me, Nas is one of those type of people, like, his storytelling skills, you know, it's almost, no disrespect, Nas, it's almost like the Danny Glover kid. You know what I'm saying? I've watched the ATL show a couple times. Did he got on Netflix? But he ain't from the town.
No, Fox. FX.
Yeah, but FX, he ain't from the town. But that's how he seen it. So he's able to tell the story different than the people that's sitting in the pot. And just like Nas, just like, you know, he from New York City.
He ain't grew there. He flew there.
Yeah, right. Okay. So he was there. He saw it. His storytelling made it vivid for us. Cause
because y'all ain't from Queens, but y'all can understand what's saying.
Going on.
Understand?
He can stand outside,
but that's what you are.
Sit on the stoop and tell you what it was. And for me, it was like the adversity. That's my high. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I like to fight back against shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just always been a rebel. So just like when you got put in situations, like, how do I get out of this? I think my way through it. I get this shit done. But when I started putting that in my music, and people was telling me, "Yo, I listened to what you said, and this happened," I was like, "Oh shit." So it ain't no different from Tony Robbins, any of these guys, Bob Proctor. It's the same thing. You're just telling them what you've been through. It's motivation.
Right. You ever did a record with somebody and felt like they got the best of you?
Hold up.
Because I think a good record is a good record, but I got to listen to the fans.
It's been times that I felt like that wasn't my night in the studio. Okay. I can't say that.
Okay.
Like, my voice wasn't right.
Okay.
My delivery was a little off.
Okay.
And then, but that's when I started noticing that I shouldn't just be doing it just to do it. I just do it when I feel it. When I'm at my best. You know what I'm saying? Because I can do that. You know what I'm saying?
So what record you felt like?
I knew you was going to say that.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, you can name one that you thought was a feature that you felt like, and I can tell you about.
No, I mean, because that, you know, you and Ross got like the most up in the air with Hov. Like, sometimes people say you got the better verse with Hov, and sometimes Hov says they say they got the better. And although
depends on where you're from, though, because ain't nobody from New York who say.
Sometimes you don't know. I'm just saying, verse is a verse.
Right.
So, is it any time you ever felt like you wasn't 100% confident? And what you did, and the record came out?
I can't name one off the top of my head, but yeah. Okay.
It's happened.
It's like, damn. It's been no time when you sit back, you go like, you know, damn, I smoked too much weed that night. I was lazy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to lie. I'll tell you one of mine. You want me to tell you one? I felt like Styles P cheated.
Right. You had a cheat code.
Dude, listen.
Violated joint?
How'd you know? On the violated joint? Listen. So they give me the beat the last minute.
Nah, that was a dope record though, overall though.
Just saying, he asked me a question. Right. Oh, I asked myself it.
So how did you? How did you?
No, I just felt like he heard my verse, and then he based it off of them. And I didn't know he was on the record. I didn't know nothing. Like,
oh, you didn't know anything.
No, I just they just gave me the record.
Beat, and then you just.
If you notice, me or Styles don't shout each other out.
Right.
Like even that's now? No on that record right. On that record because. Like, I just laid a verse and I left, but not thinking someone else was going to be on there.
Right.
So, this is a violated album.
What about your verses you know you got down? Because it's some verses I just know, like that fucking Khaled, So Hood, I couldn't wait to tear that up. I ain't even write it. I was like, turn it on. That's what it is. You know what I mean? So, it's the ones where you just know you were pocket. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's how you feeling, though. It's like anything else, bro. Like, you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. It's like basketball playing. You're on the court, you know what I'm saying? Right. You're going to get triple-double every night. Right. You know,
shit's like podcasting.
So let me just fix it up. So I just didn't know. So and when I heard that, I always felt like, damn, this wasn't a head up. Like, you
so
know.
You felt
Styles? It's my brother. Styles, my brother.
Got ahead of you on that one.
Yeah. That's what I'm admitting. Like, when I hear that sometimes, I'll be like,
Which joint was this?
It's called Come Through, right? Pause. It's called Come Through?
I just remembered as
cool.
The
how record. You looking at me confused? Nigga, you're supposed to be the Googler. This nigga, what kind of Googler are you doing?
The beat is great. Who produced that beat?
Oh, my damn, that beat, man. Is crazy. That's fucked up that you asked who produced that beat because I have no idea. And well, I know the producer's going
to
sit around.
I'm not going to wait for Haz to Google it.
Yeah, because Haz is a foul.
He's a Come Through.
Yeah, I said Come Through. Who produced it? What is his problem?
You already got the record.
No, I'm looking at who's the producer.
Yeah, that's the producer. And you're a producer. How you don't know? How you don't know? Sorry, Jeezy. We're very unprofessional. Sorry.
The Googler's off today.
Some guy.
That's fucked up.
It was bigger Styles. I just felt like he heard my verse.
It's dope.
It's super dope.
Yo, and your verse is dope too, by the way.
I'm gonna bring you a ventilator okay. Next time I come in.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay. So Dope Boy Academy with Tip, is that still gonna happen?
We just been trying to lock in schedules.
Okay.
Yeah, you niggas can't even talk.
You don't even smoke.
What are you
doing? You don't need to smoke.
I'm asking you a question. Sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
We was trying to put it together, but schedules was like crazy. I would come back, he'd be out of the country, then I'd go out of the country, he'd come back. But like, if we could find a time, like, you know, I'm always down to fuck with bro.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one more question, then we get up out of here.
Yeah.
You during Hurricane Katrina, you gave your house to people?
I
want to leave a thug nigga on some dope.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you gave
I let some people stay, man, at the time.
Stay in your crib?
Yeah.
Like, in your crib?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you?
Yeah.
Like, I ain't gonna lie.
In Atlanta?
I ain't gonna lie, you a better nigga than me, my nigga. I done got the niggas the
he
Motel 6.
Wasn't there,
I done got the Motel left. 6. Yeah, I done got the Motel 6. But that's that. You a good nigga like that? You just let niggas stay in your crib.
Yo, let him pick up, man.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. That's some real shit. I'm just saying. Katrina victims.
That nigga said, you a good nigga like that?
I'm not that good.
Katrina niggas, I fuck with you.
Right.
I probably would
just
put
not
you
at the
in
crib.
Just not at the crib, y'all. Yes, but listen, Jeezy, man, we can't thank you enough. Listen, but we do gotta say this one thing.
Okay.
We've had 167 artists.
Right.
69,
excuse me. The only artist that didn't take pictures with the crew is Young Jeezy. We gotta change that today.
Oh, let's do it.
We gotta change that today. The people.
So you just have to take 217
these
pictures.
These people love you. Yeah. You know, right? Let me tell you something. Our crowd is based on who the people love. So all these people here, they are here to take a picture with you because, you know what I'm saying, this is a Drink Champs edition from Puff Daddy to Nas to 50 to whatever. They come here, they're going to ask you some dumb shit, but it's going to be 5 minutes and it's okay. But Jeezy, let me just tell you something. Best of luck to your endeavors with the figures. Did I say that right?
Figures, yes, sir.
I just got to think.
Avion.
Yeah.
Avion defines fuel, water.
Are you pronouncing it right? Evian?
I think so.
Avion.
Excuse me.
Avion. Big him up. Big up to this new album that's coming out next week.
Yo, we didn't even talk about that shit.
You know why? You know why? Because the people are invested in Young Jesus.
Yo, Legend of the Snowman, baby.
Yeah, Legend of the Snowman.
I'm invested in them too as well.
Yes. And we want people from Drink Chance, people from Smoke Chance, people from everywhere. You go out here and support people. He didn't have to come back to us. He came here because he knows what it is. We doing what
Drink
we gotta
Chance
do
alumni.
And he's his Drink Chance alumni. Next time he comes, we're gonna have a chain for him. Yeah. God damn it. Hey, let's go. Ah, I ain't been to the lab in a minute, Yande. Woo. I wanna talk to the y'all Yandes. Woo. Have fun with it.
Has,
let's go. So listen closely, cause your attention's undivided. Many in the past have tried to do what I did. That podcast I did, platinum records I did. Got us out the hood, it's good, you know what I did. $2 million condo, made back for Hardo. Did it myself, but had assists like Rondo. New Yorkers, British Knights and British Walkers. Hugging the block like it's a bunch of stalkers. I used to cook up the work, fuck it up and blame it on the plug. He was Dominican, he thought I was, he showed me love. When niggas choke under pressure, God. Invited choking, he folded under pressure, God. If you the homie, you can rely on me. I won't let a human being come and lie on me. So never tell me what I did and we didn't do. Drink champ the streets, you niggas, we ain't political. I'm still happy to be here, it's still relevant, it's evident. Some niggas clowns, it's like the president. So I'ma stay around positivity. All I got time for in my vicinity. Holy Trinity, Kennedy, Yosemite, Tiffany had epiphany, flew black to Tivoli. Woo! Dramatically, mathematically, automatically, casually, battery, salary, lost calorie. Woo! I remember I bought bullets from jungle. Same night I got banned from the tunnel. Woo! But I don't like to talk about my past life, cause my new life, new ice is too nice. Nas interview, millions in a week. Since it dropped, me and Fox ain't speak. I say that with love like a sister. I say that with love because I miss her. And me and Bone still talk about the war we fought. And still getting money just off the war we fought. Nicki went to Joe, we laugh and respected that. Queens get the money, that's first, never neglected that. Fat Joe squashed it with Jay, see I connected that. Both sides have respect for the God and I accepted that. These bars gonna hit him like a Mickey. Let's freestyle to rethink your top 50. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. We on that energy, God, we need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. I'm on that energy, God, I need that energy. We on that energy, God, we need that energy.